Talk Radio.
Temperature of 74 degrees. Amen. No storms, no wind,
Well, just a beautiful, beautiful day. Amen. God is good always. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to open up our show with a word of prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, we just want to thank everybody. A shout out to First Lady, the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil, who's been not only doing a wonderful job in the studio, but in my life. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God for her. Amen. Father, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the sacrificial son, your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and shed his precious blood so we would not die, but ever have everlasting life with you, God, and forgive us for our sins and take all our sins away to clean us, Father, to be worthy of him, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to ask you to bless all our family members, all those who are in the hospital on today. Father, we ask you that you send a healing angel through the hospital to cure and cure them all, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you for what you've already done. Father, we just love you, adore you, praise you, and we give our hearts, minds, and spirits to you. We have blessed every ministry around the world, every leader, Father, those that are standing still in the gap, those that are still standing on the front line, those who might be a little shaky, Father, lift them up, God. Those who are thinking about throwing in the towel, Father, strengthen them again, Father. Give them a fresh blood. Give them a fresh fire. Give them a fresh wind on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We will leave no man or woman behind, nor child, Father, in the name of Jesus. So with that being said, Father, we love you, we praise you, and we honor you with our lifestyle. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If I can leave you with anything on tonight, always remember this: let go and let God have his way. Amen. Let go and let God have his way.
Just gonna tell you, you know, memories. I cherish memories, such as videos and pictures and family. And sometimes when I look at some pictures, I begin to wonder. I wonder sometimes. When will I see you? nothing to eat. And I lay in my bed. I just can't sleep to save my life. Ooh, we are. Brother. Oh, sometimes I lay in my bed. I just cry. Let you know when. One day I left home. I had been going home for about 3 months. Mom and daddy hadn't seen me in about 3 months. And my baby sister Jean come and found me playing basketball. She's a hottie. She said, took mama to the hospital. And I got in the car, rolled out to the hospital. And when I got there, mama was sick. Daddy was standing in the hall with his head down. And when I looked in at mama, by me being gone, tears streamed down my face. But ain't it funny about a mama? Mama looked at me with a smile. Even though she was smiling, I could see water filling up in her eyes. And I knew what mama was thinking. I knew what she was thinking. Mama was wondering, when will I see you? When will I see you again? You're my only son, boy. I want to know when. Traveled the road together, slept together, sung together. Then time the Lord bless us, thing got good. Daddy got sick. I never will forget it. Daddy was in the hospital. The last time I left, I knew he was getting weak. I said, Daddy, I want you to hold on until I get back. Daddy's okay. But when I turned again, I saw that look in his eye. And I knew he was fading away. And when I got into the door, I just looked back, and I just began to wonder, oh Lord, I just began to wonder when. You see, y'all, I don't know about you, but I love my daddy, and I just stood down the hall and said, oh. How many of y'all got somebody that you want to meet? Just lift your hands if you got somebody. If you got somebody that you want to meet again, I want you to just lift up your hands. Yeah, come on with me. Come on. Win! God bless you. God bless you. We love you.
One night in a Midwestern town, a preacher just closed a revival and he made up his mind, tonight I'm gonna board the train to go home to be with my family. And so he got on the train and he sat beside a young man who had been crying. And he noticed it because the man's eyes had turned pink. And he said to the young man, he said, son, said, so I'm a preacher, I'm a man of God, and perchance I can say something that will help you. I can say something to encourage you. The young man said, preacher, I've been roaming the countryside now for the last 12 years. I haven't been home in over 12 years. He said, and the reason why I had to leave was that I had such a bad attitude. I even had the nerve to strike my father with my fist. My daddy came to me and said, son, you got to go. You're breaking your mother's heart. And he said, and I want to go home. I want to go home so bad. So the preacher said to him, said, well, how do you know that you're going to be accepted? How do you know that everything is going to be all right? Or if you can even get off the train? He said, well, all of my life we've lived in a little white house that sits right beside of these tracks. And I wrote my mama a letter. And I said to Mama in the letter, Mama, I want to come home. I want to come home so bad, I don't know what to do. And if it's all right for me to get off the train, there's an apple tree out there. Have Daddy to tie rag in the tree, and I don't know whether or not I can get off. He said to the preacher, preacher, we're almost home. We're almost home. Will you look out the window and tell me, look out of that window and tell me if you can see that rag in the tree? The old preacher took the arm of his sleeve and he wiped the window. And he looked out. And he turned back and looked at the young man. He said, son, you don't have anything to worry about. Because that old apple tree is in full bloom.
Yes.
In fact, there are white rags from one end of that tree to the other.
Yes, God.
And not only that, but down under that old apple tree, I see a gray-headed old mom and dad, and they have this big old white bed sheet. They're just waving and saying, come on home, son. Come on home.
Yeah.
Come on home, son. Come on home. And that's the way God is.
Yes,
that's
is.
The way God is. No matter what you may have done, you can always come back home. No matter how black and how grimy your life may have been, you can always come home. It doesn't even matter if you're not changed. You can always come back home.
Yes, God.
And I pray tonight that there is somebody. Say, Pastor, I want to come back home. Open! Open wide! Dying. Can I hear somebody say, Lord, I'm coming home. Open, open,
keep on joining. Lord, I'm toiling through the storm and rain. Oh, I'm patiently waiting and watching for the Savior.
Yes.
Come again.
No, you
Where the pastors are Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Dr. Carolyn McNeil. We thank God for you, you, and you. This is our announcement on, we got some special things coming up, which is going to be so awesome and explosive. Amen. We had a three days of the Great Awakening Revival, the Blazing Altar, y'all. God has given us a fresh wind, a fresh breeze, and fresh revelations to bring the word to you. So on Monday night, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on at 6 p.m. This is our three-day revival. Come on, we gather all the people. Let them know that we are in revival on MCI Ministry Radio. So, again, on Monday night, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on Monday at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, we got Bishop Thurman Butler at 6 p.m. Come on, we're going to do the blazing altar. We are in revival, y'all. So Bishop Thurman Butler all the way from Richmond, Virginia. And also the last day, which is on Wednesday, will be me, Dr. Carolyn McNeil at 6 p.m. Don't miss it. Give somebody else the number. Let them come on. We are looking for a high time in the Lord. And remember, distance is not a barrier. You can get the same thing on MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God. So we thank God for that. Also, we are listeners supported. So when you listen, you can support the ministry. Sow a prophetic seed into the ministry that we can go further into the work of the Lord. It's many things that we want to do, many things that we want to accomplish through MCI Ministry Radio. This is a ministry that cares about God's people. We love you. We love you. We love you. And guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do we. So I want you to be blessed. Give them the number. You be the evangelist. You be the supporter. You be the uplifter. You let God use you. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, hallelujah, we'll be back with the same days of going back into ministry. So just be a support, and we're going to continue to give you updated information, give you updated people that's going to come on, that's going to share the word with you. We're looking for a fresh word, fresh revelation, and a newness, and a new walk, a new talk with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we bless God for you, you, and you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to thank Dr. Carolyn McNeil for those announcements, and allow me to give you the dates. The dates are the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. The 7th is Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. The 8th is Bishop Thurman Butler. And the 9th will be the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. So that will be our Great Awakening Revival, amen, the Blazing Altar. That's September 7th through 9th, amen. All are welcome. Please tell someone, please, like the woman of God say, please be an evangelist. Tell someone else about the goodness of the Lord. Lead someone else, you know, and through all these times where we're shed in, but the God is still in us. The church is still in us. The Holy Ghost is still in us, amen. So let us not forget that, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you and we glorify you, the Lord I'm talking about. But we do thank you, guys.
Cause I can almost touch
Right now. And sometimes you can have the wrong folk around you. But there's just times you just need to get everybody away from you. Sometimes friends won't do what needs to be done. And sometimes you just need to steal away into your secret closet.
And as you steal away into your secret closet, then something is going to begin to happen. Just you and him now, just you and him. It's just you and him, and it's you and him. And you can just tell him, Lord, I just need you to stay close to me. I need you to stay close to me. I'm just grateful Pastor Marvin Winans is here. He's here. I just know he knows about staying close. I know he knows. I'm the pastor. You know about you staying close.
Your shoulders, don't despair. done loving at all. Don't give up. God won't let you fall. When it seems like all hope is gone, remember God. And it seems like you can't make it alone. Don't despair, 'cause God really cares. When you've done all that you can do, and all your plans are about to go through, don't give up, don't give up. God is watching over you.
You
God will always be on time. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Before we get to our closing seconds and minutes, I would just like to read a scripture with you. Amen. Glory to God. It's one of my favorites, and I just believe that God had laid it on my heart earlier today when I was reading it, to read it to his people, to the audience, to the children, to the adults, to the leaders, to the pastors, bishops, mothers, fathers, daughters, whatever you may be. And God just wants to just share this word with you. Amen. I'll be coming from the book of Psalms, chapter 38. Amen. And it's not long, but it's precise. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll give you a few seconds if you want to read it with me, go through it with me to verify that it is the word of God and not the word coming out of my mouth. Amen. Like Chris Tucker say, these are not the words coming out of my mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. Will I sing praise unto thee? I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thy hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me and strengthens me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet have he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, hallelujah, think about it now, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me, thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, thy mercy, O Lord. Endure forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is good. The Lord is a faithful God. The Lord is a powerful God. He's a mighty God. He's a trusting and believing God. Amen. If we put our trust in anything or anybody, it shall be God. On last week, we discussed it, that we shouldn't even put our trust in man. We shouldn't even put our trust in our own heart. Listen, don't worry about what the politicians doing. Don't worry about the Republicans or the Democrats. Don't worry about what you're lacking. Don't worry about what it seems like. Just continue to press on. Continue to praise God. Continue to trust and believe that all will be well. All will be well. He is your rock. He is our rock. He is our light of our salvation. He is the keeper of our hearts, the keeper of our minds. He will keep those who desire to be kept. Amen. He's not a man that he shall lie. Listen, I am really, really rejoicing in the things of the Lord because I've seen the manifestations of God. I've seen the power of God. I've seen the move of God in my own life as well as others. But I can talk about what I've seen God do in my life. And we got to get to that place that we tell the people about the goodness of the Lord, that we testify no matter what your situation was or what your situation is. When God bring you out, that's a testimony. When God moves for us, that's a testimony. Because somebody who don't know God needs to hear that. They need to have proof to know that the God you say you serve, the God that you say you pray on a daily basis, they need to have proof of something from your Lord saying that, because we can always say God did this, God did that. But if we don't know where they're coming from, how can we use that as a testimony? That's why I don't understand when people hide their testimony. If you used to be a liar, deceiver, prostitute, pimp, killer, murderer, robber, whatever you used to be, that's what you used to be. you're not those things no more. But we know that those kind of people still exist, and those kind of people are the people that God are trying to bring in from the darkness. So if those are the kind of people we used to be and they're still there, who can touch the hearts of the people but us? Who will they relate to but us? Because we can relate to them. You've been in prison, they've been in prison. Amen. You was a thief, they was a thief. We know we can relate to their past, but we got to help bring them out of the past and move them forward into the future with God. Amen. And that's what we do. We serve God. We serve God. We trust and believe in God and all his ways. Amen. There's just so much that's happening right now in the mental as well as the physical. But I just pray that we trust in God, that we believe in God, and we don't walk away. We don't surrender. We allow God to keep us. Amen. This has been our Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. And I want to thank everyone once again for tuning in, once again for supporting, once again for just being there, praying for us as well as we pray for you. Amen. Glory to God. We just want you to know that we're here for you. Amen. If you want prayer, we have a prayer line, 302-883-9799. Amen. If you need fellowship, if you need questions about a place to worship, if you need to just talk, we will not leave you stranded. We will not leave you stranded. Please, please know that you can call. Please know that there are people still trusting and believing in the power of God. And God has called us to do such a thing at such of a time as this. Amen. So please know that you're not alone. Know that you're not by yourself. Know that you don't have to fight these things by yourself. And even if you want to turn your life over to Christ, if you want to give your life to Christ, call. We will say the prayer of salvation, which we'll do whatever it takes. Amen. Don't think you're by yourself. And just because this is a radio station, no. This is a ministry. This is a ministry. We're doing ministry. Amen. We're called to do ministry, and we're going to do it effectively, and we're going to do it into the honor of God. Amen. So with that being said, please don't hang up, because I have a song just for today at the end of prayer. This song is for every listener, and if you're not listening, we're going to pray that it go out into the spirit, into the spiritual atmosphere. This song will be for you on today. I dedicate it to everyone. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you, God, because you kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. We thank you that you kept us out of the storms, out of the fire, out of the way of the fires. You kept us out of the path of the corona epidemic. Father, you're just keeping us, and you're just preparing us, Father. You're just molding us to be who you called us to be. We thank you, Father, because we're nothing without you. We thank you because you chose us to be your chosen people. We thank you, Father, that you're keep on keeping on in our lives, Father, that you're directing our path, God, that you're opening our eyes to the things that we need to see. You're cleansing our hearts from anything that's foul and filthy and nasty and is not like you, God. You're raising us up to do a mighty work in a new world that you have already ordained us to do, that you are preparing us for the new world, Father, and you are preparing us to do ministry in the new world. You are preparing us to go to the lost. You are preparing us to not be selfish. You are preparing us to learn to fast even harder. You are preparing us not to be greedy. You are preparing us not to hold on but to share. You are preparing us to do thus saith the Lord. Amen. And we want to pray for all those who need a physical healing, spiritual healing. If you have a headache, we pray that your headache be gone. If you have stomach ache, we pray that your God just move on your body. Amen. If we just pray that God move on your finances, that he move on your marriage, that he move on whatever the situation is, we pray right now and believe that it's already done. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to thank you. And most of all, besides God, I want to thank the First Lady who's been holding it down, not only in the studio, but in my heart and in my home and in my life. Praise God for you. Men, when God sends you a treasure, please, please, please honor that treasure, not just because she's your wife, but unto God. She's a gift from God unto you. Amen. So please treat her like she is the most worthiest thing on the earth, with pampering, loving, caring, Most of all, pray for her. Cover her. Keep her. Line your spirit up with her. Learn to hear when God just say, just go give her a hug. Not to say you don't do it, but when God, get to hear the voice of God when he say, just go ahead and do something nice for her today. Because God has given us such a treasure. And a lot of times we don't see it. And a lot of times we mess it up. But please, as a man to another man, saved or unsaved, when God send a man, women, a man who finds a good thing, finds a wife, finds a good thing, let him find you. Because a lot of times, ladies, you go looking for something you see with your physical eye, and he has to be a spiritual person to be prepared to do and deal with you and vice versa, because that's another part of it. We're going to do that on marriage night and relationship night. Amen. I have a song that I want everybody to just listen to and take to heart. Amen. Because I believe that only because of God, this is possible. Amen. So with that being said, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, I don't know what this thing is talking about. We love you. We praise you. It's just a lot of voices, but it's not of God. I know God's voice. Amen. Thank you all. And once again, we love you with the love of the Lord.
I like that, y'all.
I've had my share of heartache, but I'm still here. Ooh. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble. Present help in my time of need. surrounding that hasn't been easy, no. I made it. Oh, kept me. And I just want y'all to know that tonight, I made it. A lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it. By the grace of God, yo.
I'm still here.
Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, talking to turn. Anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your head, wondering what the next day was going to bring. But God kept it all around you. Yes, he did.
Yes, I made.
You made it through your trials. You're still here tonight.
Here.
Come on and let me see those hands there tonight.